I don't remember exactly the word a long time ago. I didn't see about the, you know, practical patience. The by maintaining emptiness. So how you see? However, the basic thing is that this is a hallucinated world. This is a hallucinated world. Illusioned world, hallucinated world. If you look for, can't find the real I. You know, if you look for, can't find the real I. As I mentioned the other morning, yesterday morning, so nothing here, body, mind, form is not I, and the feeling, cognition, compound, I guess conscience, so this I, and they could not find it. The real I could not find. That's appeared to you. What you've been believing, got used to believe, 100% true from beginning, not only from this morning, from beginningless, not only from this morning, not only from birth, from beginningless rebirth. But it's not there. Could not find it. When you look for it, can't find it. Nothing of this. The whole group is not that. And could not find it from till the head down the toes. No way you can find it. I mentioned already, what I which exists is merely labeled one, but even that you can't find it. If you look for it, yeah, can't find it. Even on this, I guess you can't find it. So the Rangjuba, all others are good guess, all other schools, the four schools of Buddhist philosophers, Rangjuba, I should be found on the aggregates. So therefore, they said that it is not truly existent. It is not truly existent, but it exists from its own side, because you can find on this aggregates. You see. Foundable, but in the Prasangika school is unfoundable. So the real, the realities you can't find. Even that one you look for can't find. Even what exists could not find on this. So therefore, how you can find the real? How you can the real I appear to you? See that that you've been believing from this morning. And from birth, from beginningless birth, 100% is true. No, without any question, complete, totally, hold on to. So look for, can't find. So even what exists can find doing this. So how the false I? How you can find it? You see, false I. You know, it's not there. It doesn't exist at all. Doesn't exist at all anywhere. Anywhere, can't find anywhere. Neither you can find this nor anywhere. Okay, so that totally, non-existent. So this. Timu Mumbatuba Rabriji, Buddha Dalama mentioned. Timu Mumbatuba Rabriji, Lusim Tarachi, Nangsula. So that's a very good one, good example. That is another quotation I mentioned now here. That is another quotation where you can maintain our emptiness. You know, in the daily life, one different teachings, how you can use to maintain our emptiness. So something short. This is another one. Normally I suggest, you see, so each day you can meditate on different techniques, different quotations. I mean, that's just a general idea, but not to miss completely the meditation on emptiness every day, to not miss at all, just to get some preparation to do. Plant seed, to realize, to come near to realization. And then to each rising part of the wisdom directly perceive emptiness, then can directly seize the delusions. And then Bodhicitta then sees the subtle defilements, you see. So, you see, to achieve enlightenment, to benefit us, to be able to enlighten all sentient beings. So, to use the different techniques. So, and it doesn't happen one on one, but of course, you can use, but I'm just saying, different techniques, quotations to use today, this, tomorrow, that, But of course, you can do more, but just general ideas, somebody who do not much time, do not much. I'm suggesting this. So this is not a good. This is not one good one. Timu mumbatubu rabriti. Timu ignorance. Mumbatubu is darkness, heavy darkness. Rabriti. It seems rabrib seems used for the object, but I think the defective view. When you put eye drops, when you go to eye doctor, and then first you put the eye drops, and then you have a makes liberty. After you put when you go to eye doctor, blurry. So blurry. Mm. So yeah, blurry. You see. So, defective view, rabrib. Defective view. Not so much the view. Defective view, see. So, I would have translated that. Sometimes you think the object, defective view, rabrib. So, with the ignorance, defective view. Then the example, the darkness, darkness, okay? Mbutu, heavy darkness. Lusim tatarachivi, nangsulas. Then you see, lusim. So in such time, dark time, then in the road, there's a rope, you see, there's a rope, curled, you see. So there's an example for the body mind, aggregates, lucems, body mind. The nangsulas, the well appearing, the body mind, like the piece of rope, you see, the well is curled. So the lusum tatarachi nangsula, ngao nyebe tu ruchi runge. And then you see, ngao nyebe tu ruchi runge. Then the label eye, you see, it is. And then you see, so it's like this. Now you need to reach. So the curled rope, you see, then you label, because it appears like that, you see. So then you label a snack, you see, terrifying snack. So you see, reality, first you see these curls, rope, you see, and the way it's curled, the color, then you see how it looks, then the mind merely imputed snack, then right after the, would you believe, you don't believe, then maybe it doesn't happen, but would you believe? Right up the second, and then the main petition, right up the second, then the appearance of the snake comes. You see, but it should be merely labeled the appearance. The appearance of snake should be mere labeled appearance. But of course, that doesn't happen to us until we achieve enlightenment. You see, that appearance, we have hallucination. We have a hallucination, you see. Hallucinated appearance, you see. So we have that until we achieve enlightenment, except in the ego pose, when our mind is in the ego pose meditation. When we achieve exalted path, we have wisdom directly perceived in the ego pose meditation. That time we don't have a hallucination. Mind doesn't have true appearance, we don't have. Otherwise, you know, when you rise from that, you have the hallucination. Until you remove the subtle negative imprint left by delusion, concept of true extent. So, all of that. So, therefore, you see, so the actually merely your mind just merely imprinted the terrifying snake, you see. But you're not aware. But you're not aware. The next second, you see, it appeared. Also, not only you are not aware of being imprinted by your mind. Not only you are not aware of that. Then you see what is being imprinted. The next second, it appeared. It appeared not being labeled by mind. Not merely labeled by mind. That's what appears. So total false. Total false. Snake not merely labeled by mind. That appears. Appears. Why it appear like that? Why it appear like that? And there's a cause for that. So it's not happening. It's not happening with a cause condition. Not like that. This is impossible. That doesn't happen. So you see, it appears because. Why it appears? because it is a projected right after your mere imputed snake on that, you see, the next second, then the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past ignorance concept to extent, then projected. Project the truly extent. See? Project truly extent. So that's how you. That's why you have this total false. I mean, you have this truly extent snake. You see, truly extent snake appears. You have this view. This actions. You see. So then. You see. It's very terrifying. You see. That's similar. So that is similar to the that's the example. So you see, so here you understand that this real you know, ordinary, by using ordinary language, you real pose object, you see. So this snake exists from not merely labeled by mind, project there is totally false, you know, hallucination, totally false, doesn't exist there. Even atom, they're totally, completely non-existent. So of course here, so now that's the example. So you see, so now here, so you want not the real meaning, that's the example to understand this. Then one label I on the body mind, you see, the aggregates, mind merely imputed I. Merely imputed I. And then right after the mere imputation, then same, the negative imprint left by the past ignorance on the mind, immediate project, decorate the true extent there. You see, right after the second mere imputation I, then that decoration is done that. Then you see, that's how the I is the next thing. I appear to you something real or existing from inside, you see. So that exists from inside, okay? That the real I, you see. So see. So you see, then hold on to that. So you see, holding on this the terrifying snake appeared. You see, then you hold on this true, you see, this really in our presence, the real truth, then you get scared, you get frightened, you know, You don't touch. You cannot touch. Afraid to touch. So anyway, okay. So now here, oh, this eye, real eye, you know, exists from us. So this, you know, not merely the mind. Then grasp it, hold on to this, 100%. Oh, no questions. Really exists true. See, why, you know? So, well, you know, 100%. See, the king, true. So, sort of that. So you see. So then the next one, Dunga Sumpi Ngangra Jian course. Dunga Sumpi Ngangra Jian course. Then what the result happens? You see, then I say, yeah. Then you see, say, then you see, we're believing this real snake, you see. Then the fear, from that then fear comes, you know. Believing the real snake, then fear comes from that. So that, then like that, then you see, so believing this, you know, holding on this is really true, you know. Oh, this is real. I was not merely of the mind, you see. Really, you know, not such questions. Oh, that, then that time ignorance is created, you see, root of samsara. Then, yeah, then from, you see, then from that, see, oh, the, there's also the other delusion, right? You have three parts of the mind, you know, ignorance not knowing Dharma, and ignorance not knowing Karma, all this. Oh, you know, oh, so, oh, then motivate Karma, then leave imprint of the mind, you see, and then you see, so they produce, you see, that throws the future rebirth. So then you see, so the, for example, this. And this rebirth, this aggregates, so produced by the past karma and delusion. So, like that, you see. Nyamonsumo, lenyi, so, shitun tishin tiwin. Three delusions and two actions. Nyamonsumo, lenyi, so, shitun. And then, so, this seven result. Shitun. So that's seven result. So that's what experiences you see. So that's the result of the three delusions and two actions. So the past, the three delusions, the ignorance, grasping, truly, you see, the root of samsara. Then the craving, grasping, just before the death, whatever the life before the craving, grasping, see, of this human being's 12 dependent related limb, you know, dendrily halachuni. So this, so craving, grasping, so you see, so the both attachment, the second one is much stronger. You see, that the desiring for this rebirth. So the then seven result. You see, the consciousness, consciousness. You see, the result time consciousness. Then they say, then name the form, you see, then six sense basis, teach it to, that's not all. Six sense basis, teach it to, rising door or something. Anyway, six sense basis, then after that contact, feeling, then is the rebirth, then there's a rebirth. Then there's this, old age and death, that comes together. Did I leave out anything?
No.
Not sure. So, anyway, that's very easy to leave out something. So, seven results. So, the three cause, I say, three delusion, two cause, two actions. See, they're separate. So the except what didn't happen yet is the death. So old age starts from the womb, you know, right at the birth. Actually, reality, all reality, old age is the birth. Old age started. But what old age about common people in the world? You know, all the people in the world come. Is it when you have wrinkles or when you have white hairs and you know the change? You see, and then old. So or by physically young and age by age old. And we're talking. So you see, So caused by common delusion, caused by common delusion, so there's a pervaded by, perhaps have this pervaded suffering, in the nature of suffering, see. Yeah, that's the, I was going to say something. So, Dunga Sumbi, Nanda Jiyang Kurus, the Nanda is great fear of the three types of suffering, you know, Nanda Jiyang Kurus. It happens in a circle. One receives, maybe it's one receives, by a circle in samsara, you know, you experience all these sufferings like this, kukube, also like that. So, go tell exactly. Don't ask him, So you see, so pervasive suffering like this, the contaminated seed of delusion I mentioned already. This, so that's another pervasive by suffering, another meaning. Then from this, then you see suffering will change, some sort of pleasure, suffering will change. Then the suffering pain comes. So that is one's connected. So this is how we have been suffering from beginningless rebirth up to now, and. So if you do not realize emptiness in this life, you see, if you don't do something, if you don't eliminate this ignorance, you see, then we will continuously suffer, endlessly suffer. So that means you can't liberate, cannot do a perfect work towards other sentient beings, liberate from oceans or some sort of suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. You can't do that. Neither that nor yourself. You see, then as a each liberation from samsara and constantly suffer without end. So therefore we need understanding this is one thing. But I think for us we need to meditate. We need to meditate very much into lower realm sufferings and sufferings with Deva human realm. Those, you know, each realm sufferings and general sufferings. I think it's so important to mention that to really discover, not just learn the words, but really discover, really to feel in the heart. That's it. Also the, in the lamb of the path of Sungatam, in the light of the path of Sungatam, you see, it mentioned that from the Nyawanarme, the lowest hot hell, most unbearable suffering, from there up to form realm, formless realm. So the whole entire samsara, you see, like being in the fire, you know, whole thing is like so unbearable. So like you are being the center of the fire. So how you feel that? How you feel? You want to feel so scared, so unbearable. You want to be free from that. Say, this second. So like that, you to see the whole desire realm, form realm, formless realm. You know, all the devil realm. Not only humans, but devil realms. You know that, which is unbelievable. You know, 100,000, you know, million times much more greater sense of pleasure than they have than we as human being. Than the most developed country. There was 100,000 times, many times, much more sense, great sense of pleasure. So, including that, then from higher realm, from realm, then from this, you know, like that, you see. Okay, so need to meditate, you know, really well. really to, you know, really, when you really realize, then you feel like that. So then the putting effort and to realize emptiness, and all those actualizing, but able to generate compassion to others, and actually Buddhist, then all those things happens. So therefore the renunciation become unbelievable. This, you know, realizing how samsara nature suffering become very important foundation. So that become very, very essential, you know, foundation. So what was so you see now here, so all that, the very bottom is that, the very bottom is this is ignorance. It's kind of some ways it's kind of a, how to say, it's really funny because, you know, the sufferings, can you imagine the sufferings are most unbearable. General suffering, some particular suffering. Now the root, you go to down the root of this concept. It's just your mind, this concept. This your own mind, this concept, this wrong way of thinking. It's just that. You know? It's just the wrong way of thinking. So while there's no such I in reality, then this hallucination happened. Believe 100%. So you live whole your life for this I, which is not there. You know, whole entire life. Do everything for this. Do everything for this I, happiness for this I. For the happiness this I. You know, that you believe. Without question, you see. But in reality, it's not there. That there's no draw. In reality, you're holding the hallucination eye, you see. But it's not there. In reality, it's not there. There's nothing to hold on to. There's nothing to hold on to. From beginner's report up to now, there's nothing to hold on to. Something real. Nothing to hold on to. In reality. So, only this hallucination. So this mystery, this way of thinking is just this way of thinking, you see, holding this grasp to all. Everything came from there. And imagine all this hell, the hell, angry with animal. Can imagine water suffering. Even the human being problems, suffering. So anyway, it's amazing. But just the root, when you go down, this concept, mistaken concept, you know, thinking. So it's really amazing. Say, what I think J.P. Hopkins says, J.P. Hopkins, I saw in the book, J.P. Hopkins says, J.P. Hopkins says, joke. What is it, joke, right? Joke, he says, joke. J.P. Hopkins says, I saw in the book, you know, this, talking about the internet, this joke. But it's not, so it's not, so it's not true. There's no such thing, there's nothing there. You know, there's no real eye, you see. I mean, it's not like another thing, it's another story. It's, completely holding there's such a real eye, you see. Up here, it's there. Then you live whole your life for this happiness, for the happiness eye. Not the middle level happiness, not happiness for the middle level eye, not that, but this. Real I existing from inside, you understand? Who is not there, you understand? So, try to have education for this, you know? Kindergarten, school, college, university. And the marriage for this happiness, who is not there? This I, you know? This is real I. Marriage for this I, you know? Happiness I, not there. So, to my children, for the happiness of this I, who is not there? You know, with the eye this inside the body. You're there. They have to make children for the happiness eye. Not there. So everything, all the hard works. Oh, all the labor, all the hard works, day and night. Possible learning that everything is done for the happiness this eye, this for the happiness this real eye, independent eye. Can imagine. It's not there. So, So you see, holding on this reel, then attach to this eye. You know, then attach to this eye. Cherish this eye, okay? Which is not there. So when somebody criticizes to this eye, okay? Somebody criticizes, but you don't think criticizing the middle of the eye, you never think that. Never. See? That's almost impossible. But if you think that, so good, you know. That's fantastic. You never get angry. But that's the reality. But don't think so. This real eye. So then get angry. Can you imagine? So you believe somebody criticizing this real eye, you see that in the body. Then get with cherish attachment, then anger. Then think to harm back. Okay? If you have power, you kill millions of people in the world. If you have power, many millions of people kill. See? So, for this eye, believing inside this body, something like that, anyway. Real eye. Okay, the real eye. So, can you imagine? So, happened in this world so many times. Historically, but with eye which is not there, total non-existent, you see. So anyway, putting people in the court case, there's no such eye, but put people in the court case or whatever, kill, smash, whatever, you see. Then all the eternal virtuous actions, for the happening of this eye, for the happening of this area, you engage eternal virtuous actions. You see, then I'm born in the lower realm, you see. I experience most unbearable suffering. Experiencing most unbearable suffering. The most unimaginable suffering, Lord. So all this happened. All this happened. Because you see, to achieve happiness with this eye, which is not there, which doesn't exist, and then they engage in killing, harming others, killing, stealing, taking lives, all this. So can you imagine what's the suffering, what you have to experience? Most unimaginable. So we don't remember our past life experiences, Lord, and sufferings. And all the suffering in the human being, we don't remember. So we see, we can't see, all those, neither omniscient nor even clear ones, you can see they suffering, you don't have, so that's enough. Wow, can't imagine that the suffering of what I go through, you see. Believing 100% believing, and then all engaging those channel, those non-virtuous actions. Wow, what did they go through, suffer? But the eye is not there. I don't think this. Can you imagine? So that. Yeah, so the way we go, very down the route, comes up very funny, very funny. Don't you think it's funny? Samsara is very funny. No? Oh, it's very lovely. very charming. Anyway. Yeah, that's what I was saying. So you see, there's no such thing. Frank speaking, there's no such real eye. It's total nonsense, empty, you see, right there. And, the enemy, real enemy, not merely level by mind. Same, total nonsense, hallucination. Total nonsense right there. If you look for, can't find the real me. Total non-existence right there. So, that's it. Harm, a real harm, real harm. This is your concept, real harm. You know, not me, level of mind, it's not there. Total empty. So that's the last one. Meditation, patient by mentoring, like that. So, stop here, okay?